Hi there, and welcome to today's daily teaching, and happy Tuesday to you. So normally on a Tuesday you get a video, but I'm going to send you the video tomorrow because it's a slightly different week this week. Like I was saying to you regarding all of you sending me the topics you wanted me to cover. So for those of you who contacted me with your topics, thank you so much. We had an overwhelming amount of people contact, which I was delighted about and glad I listened to my gut feeling on trying to, you know, hand over the reins to you, so to speak. So what I've done is I've put together kind of a list of all of the topics and tried to highlight the main ones. And the biggest one that came out of it, or the most common one that came from it, was overthinking, but also bringing in the element of how can I stop myself from overthinking so much that I don't go for what I want, or that I talk myself out of things that I want. So it's very interesting that this was quite a common topic today. So what I want to do is do an audio on this today to get you thinking, and then tomorrow's video is going to have a workbook with it, and we're going to go through some ways on a practical level to overcome overthinking and how to not hold yourself back. So I also was really glad with this because it's a topic that I can completely resonate with myself, and definitely is something that I've had to do a lot of work on over the last number of years. I've mentioned before I would have done CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, counselling for almost 2 years to help me with a lot of panic I was having and anxiety that I was having of the mind. Okay, so I was always overthinking things and getting into a space of like actual stagnancy, and that's what overthinking really does. It, when we're overthinking things, it freezes us. It's like we are frozen solid, feet to the ground, we cannot move, and we feel like it's nearly taking over in a way. I mentioned in one of the teachings last week about how something good in my life was occurring. It was for a family member, but it was making my stress less. And I couldn't believe the response my body and mind had to that after the initial excitement of it, I found myself questioning it. Would it happen? Would it work out? And going into that overthinking and overdrive. And years ago, when I was going through that period of time in my own life, I did find that I wasn't able to make decisions properly. Like somebody asked today, how do I stop myself from talking myself out of doing things? That's what was happening. And I wasn't progressing at all. And it continued for a number of years until I kind of stopped and was able to get the practical techniques to be able to help, which is what I want to do in the video tomorrow. Overthinking really comes from fear. When we talk about fear, when we think about what fear really means, it is a trigger of something that we see happening in the future. They say that fear represents false evidence appearing real. So false evidence. What evidence do we have to show that our fear is going to come to pass? You may actually have experienced negativity before, so you're basing it on your past experience. But a lot of the times when we're fearing something, of something going to happen, it hasn't happened before in the exact way we think. So the evidence we're showing ourselves is from a mindset that's playing a video for us in our mind, or showing us images, or making us feel that panic or stress around something that we think is potentially going to happen. And then the second part is appearing real. So it does appear to us to be very, very real. So in this situation with this family member and something going really well for them that's going to be very helpful for relieving my stress, I've been having conversations in my head with this person about it going wrong. So instead of like planning all the exciting things we're going to be doing with this situation, I've been going, okay, well, what if it goes wrong? Now I'm going to have the conversation. And I've had full-blown conversations with this person about what I'm going to be able to do to tell them it's all going to go wrong and how I'm going to pre-plan it and all of the rest of it. Now, I do believe that going into fear, right into it and allowing that to come up is really, really beneficial. It's going to be one of your exercises in your workbook tomorrow, okay? But it's not helpful then if you can't move from it. If I want to go there and say, this is what I'm fearful about, I'm going to go right into it, and then I'm going to be able to let it go. The problem with overthinking is we don't let it go. So when fear is taking over, you start to doubt yourself. You start to doubt the decisions you make or that you're about to make. You start doubting whether you can trust certain things are going to happen. When you overthink, you talk yourself out of doing something. I really want to do that, but I probably shouldn't do it. When you're overthinking, you're freezing yourself and bringing yourself into that place of stagnancy that you can't actually move forward and progress. You lose your motivation. You feel really stressed. You feel run down. You can even feel completely drained and tired that you don't want to do anything about it, and you push it to the side and it fades away with all the other dreams and goals that you might have had. So when we're in this place of overthinking, we also are in this place of making our life stop and we put it on pause. You might find situations of overthinking where you're also not feeling good about yourself, and then you might be in communication with somebody and they might be a little bit abrupt with you. And then you start thinking it's you and overthinking all the things that you have done possibly to have caused that situation. And that, and overthinking, what happens is when, like when I said, if we can go into fear and really go there and look at what we'll do if our fear happens and then let it go, that's very different to holding on to a thought over and over again. And sometimes with overthinking, we never ever get closure on something. So say, for example, you've had a relationship that ended and you're never going to find out why that ended. And 6 years down the road, you're still thinking about it. What that's done is it's probably caused a lot of stagnancy in terms of you meeting somebody else. It's probably caused a lot of stagnancy in terms of you getting any closure around the relationship. You might have still got a lot of feelings for that person. And it really comes into this non-progression. I also would know somebody in my life who overthinks a lot. Overthinks and overthinks and overthinks. And I've watched them over the last 10 years where nothing has moved forward because they stay in the spiral of overthinking. And it's really horrible to physically watch someone do that because you can see the stress in their body, you can see the impact it has on their life. And oftentimes when we recognize that in others, it's because we can see it in ourselves as well. And that's where anxiety can come up. And that's where panic came up. And that's what was happening for me. I was going into so many of these fear things. I was scaring myself. Sure, no wonder I was feeling anxious and panicked, because I believed that these things were true and these were going to happen and they were going to play out. And I was spiraling into how could I, you know, really deal with this, because I couldn't deal with any more stress at the time. And I was away on holidays with a friend of mine about 3 years ago. About 3 years ago, and we were having a conversation about something, and I just went to like worst case scenario without even realizing it. And she sat back in the chair and she said to me, God, you really catastrophize everything. And I said, what do you mean? And she's like, you've gone from like 0 to 100 in a second. She's like, I couldn't even imagine my mind going there. And when she said that to me, I realized that's a really interesting thing. I'm catastrophizing. I'm looking at how it's all going to implode. And whether something is going to implode or whether something's going to be difficult or not, overthinking is definitely not going to help you, because overthinking keeps you stagnant. Like I said, it drains you, can make you physically sick, and it can stop you from progressing. That if you do have to deal with something, you know, difficult that's coming up, how are you actually going to be able to cope with that? How are you going to have the resilience to deal with it, to react to it, to solve it, and to move past it? And the thing is that you mightn't have that resilience, you mightn't have those coping strategies, and that negative thing gets added in, and then that gets put into the pile of fear, and you'll think, well, God, that happened, so of course even more stuff was going to happen. I was right to be fearful. I knew that was going to happen. And yet we know, and I say this a lot, stress is guaranteed. Difficult things are going to happen to us. Difficult, unplanned things are going to happen. But how we react and how we respond is our biggest way forward. So tomorrow it's going to be looking at very practical ways that you can work through overthinking. This is a process, as I always say, just from doing a video in a workbook doesn't mean that it's going to change overnight, but it is heightening your awareness. It's allowing you to tap into yourself. But I also feel with this, and this is why I've wanted to start introducing the workbooks with some of the videos I'm doing, if I feel they're relevant, is because putting pen to paper is hugely, hugely beneficial, and it stops the mind. The second part around this is also meditation. So you're going to have a video, and then the rest of the teachings for the week, apart from the interactive one on Friday, are going to be meditations, because I'm really, really more than ever at the moment knowing that going into a still space, the mind can still be activating a lot and going around and around in circles. But in a place of stillness and quietness, you can hear what's going on, you can talk to yourself, and actually you can tap into your instincts. So last night I've been going through just a little bit of a panic around something for myself, that's taking a bit of time to happen. And I decided that had a conversation with a friend, and actually a client of mine sent me a really interesting article because she's studying neuroscience about the connection of stress in our mind and our subconscious and all of those things. And it really kind of triggered something in me to say, okay, I need to figure out what's going on. What am I worrying about? So I sat down with my journal last night and I wrote out 10 fears that I had around a particular situation. 10, and included in those fears were my own blocks, my limiting thoughts around it. And then on the next page opposite to it, I changed the statement into something positive. I recorded myself saying those statements to myself, and I decided then I would listen to those and I'd follow it off with a meditation. I didn't do a guided meditation, I just listened to meditation music. So I lay down the bed, I got lavender essential oil, I placed it on my wrists, on the back of my neck, behind my ears. And I lay down on the bed, quite dark, and I had recorded my voice going through these positive kind of statements. Only lasted a minute, and then I switched. I did that, felt good about it, and moved on to the meditation music. And in that, I had a really, really powerful experience, probably the most powerful experience I've had with meditation ever, where I was, you know, being able to get guidance from, you know, like family members that had passed over, and I could actually see people sitting there speaking to me about all of my worries and my fears, and really putting my mind at ease and talking through each one of them. And I mean, at that point, I didn't remember what all of them were, but they all came up. And it was in that moment that I really recognized that we're so connected to, when we're so connected to ourselves, the answers are there. When we're so connected to ourselves, we don't need to overthink. And even though I'm a huge, like I've done meditation for years, I record it, I teach it, everything like that, I just still find that it was profound to me how, like, we're all connected and that everything is actually meant to be okay. And that in those moments, you get your biggest clarity. And in those moments of stillness, you find the answers that you're looking for. And in those moments of clarity, you calm down and you allow the what you want to move in. It's like what I was talking to you about last week with the trust issue and the surrender issue. In a moment of letting things happen, it happens, it shows up. Well, what was interesting was I woke up this morning and I was feeling quite panicked and actually quite nervous in my system. And I was like, oh God, why am I feeling like this? I had the most amazing meditation. I went to sleep, I had an amazing sleep. And then I realized it's because I'm going back into that headspace. So when all your texts were coming through during the day, and a lot of them were about overthinking, I thought, this is very, very, inverted commas, coincidental that I was experiencing all of this over the weekend, and then all of you wanted to talk about overthinking. So that's why I'm kind of giving you more of a personal story today, because it's so apt and so connected. So I really want to give you that energy to be able to move forward. And I'm going to talk about more of this in the video tomorrow in terms of meditation versus then practical steps, because, you know, meditation isn't something you can do every day. If you're in the middle of having like a bit of an anxiety or a panic element come in when you're in work or you're overthinking a situation, you can't just say to everyone, oh, hang on there now, I'm just going to meditate for 20 minutes on this to calm myself. Maybe you can in your work environment, but I think for a lot of us, we can't, or we could be out and about and we can't do it. So what can we do to bring our energy down? How can we look at it? And it really is about going into the logical mind more. But, you know, if the answer to everything was good, it would be meditation. I know some of us can't meditate. And, you know, I've just finished a session with a lady tonight before I recorded this. And I was talking to her about meditation and she just said that she found it really hard. And I could see, you know, it mightn't be something that worked for her because it doesn't work for everyone. And I actually just said, you know, why don't you just try to put on some music and even just allow all the racing thoughts to come up? Because eventually the body will kind of sit still after. But, you know, you're probably going to have to, I said, lie there for half an hour and be feeling comfortable. But eventually your body will give in a little bit. And even if you get one little nugget of clarity out of it, it'll be worth it. You know, so the meditations this week are going to be very gentle. There'll be music and me talking, but very little of me talking. I'm going to guide you into the still place, because I have to say again, I found last night's experience so powerful. And what I recognized this morning was when I was feeling that panic, which I was beginning to say, and I didn't know what was wrong or whatever, I just said to myself, this is just you going back into the real world. Like, for example, last night in that meditation, I was kind of floating up into something higher. But then I'm back in practical land, and in this reality, I'm going, okay, this is every day. How do I calm myself? And how I calmed myself this morning is I sat in my chair. I only had 5 minutes before I was about to start with a client. And I was feeling really anxious, and I thought, I can't start with a client when I'm feeling like this. And I stuck on that meditation music again, and I just breathed in really deeply and out. And since I worked with the client, and actually it was really interesting because a lot of overthinking stuff came up for them in their session, I finished all of that very, very relaxed and realized. So it's realizing the things that we have going on. Like, if you are an overthinker or if you delve into fear a lot, I get that. But it's also really just about knowing that you can come down from that. And also to know that it's completely normal to be like that, and there's nothing wrong with it, and not to be berating yourself all of the time for it. So look, a longer audio today. I just feel this is such a powerful topic. Thank you so much for those of you who sent through that. I know some of you sent through some other stuff, and I am going to cover those over the next couple of weeks. A couple of you actually got in touch about journaling. How do you journal? And I was only speaking about that there. How do I journal? So I will actually talk about that in Simplistic Sunday, because I do think it's something really good. So for those of you who asked about that, I will cover that on Sunday. So I wish you a beautiful Tuesday, and I look forward to sending you the video tomorrow with the workbook. But because of this audio, have a think about where you're at regarding overthinking. Don't overthink your overthinking, but more like, just, you know, ask yourself, is it something that affects you? If it does affect you, how does it make you feel? Do you get physical sensations? Does it trigger things? Have you stalled making decisions in your life and moving forward because you're overthinking all of the time? And then tomorrow will be kind of the practical way, and the emotional way to be able to work through that. So I wish you a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.